Honor of Yom HaAtzmaut, I wanted to talk about the Israeli flag today. So how do you have 10 minutes of halacha about the Israeli flag? There are no halachas about the flag. The flag is a modern invention. So I just wanted to talk about perhaps the meaning of a flag, and particularly the meaning of the primary symbol on the flag, the Magen David, in Jewish lore and in Jewish life. First of all, just one detail of the flag is we noticed that it's blue. The reason the founders did that is that they wanted it to be a zecher to, or they wanted it to be reminiscent of a major Jewish article, which is the talis that people wear in every shul, and the blue on the talis is a zecher l'tcheles. So in that sense, that's why they made it blue. But there's no Torah really to be said there, other than the fact that we know what the Gemara says about tcheles. The tcheles is supposed to remind us of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Again, that wasn't their intention when they made the flag, I don't think. But it's supposed to remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the blue is Domel Yam, which is Domel Rekia, which is Domel Kisei HaKavod, and that's supposed to remind us that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps there's no better day to recognize how everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Yom HaAtzmaut, when we celebrate how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us back our homeland, gave us back Eretz Yisrael and all the great things that have emanated from there, and all the great things that are yet to emanate from there, namely Mirtzah Hashem, the Geula Shleima. The very notion of having a flag, Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav on page Tzadi Tes, that the Rav was darshaning in front of the Mizrahi, at a Mizrahi convention, he pointed out that L'chora al pidin leka b'chlal shum halacha l'dor shel degalim. There's no such halacha called flags. The only time we ever had it was in the Midbar for very practical reasons, to set up the Masa'os in how we traveled in the Midbar. But there's no din ledoros that anyone needs a flag. So someone asked the Rav, so is there any kiyum or any sort of meaning to the Israeli flag? So he says as follows, V'hainu, d'mavur b'gemara sof moed katan, sh'atanoim tiknu sh'yikbaru es hakol b'tachrichim pshutin. The Gemara says in Moed Katan that the Tanai made a takana that everyone should be buried in just normal tachrichim. And Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Simshinun Beis says that you don't bury someone in expensive tachrichim. We learned in the Gemara in Ksubis last year that it would cause undue strain on the family. And the Shulchan Aruch there in Shin Samach Dalet Sif Dalet quotes the name Rishonim, that if you find a Jewish person that was murdered, then you bury him as is, without tachrichim, as you found him in the clothing that you found him. And the Shach says that the reason for that is lahalo schema v'linkom nakam, in order to get people angry that they should want to seek revenge on those who murdered this Nebuch, this poor person who was murdered. So we dafka leave him without tachrichim in the bloodied clothing within which he was murdered, to bring to mind that we need to seek revenge, as if to say min hashemayim yiru, not that we should seek revenge on Kodesh Baruch Hu, should be no kim nikmaso. That min hashemayim Kodesh Baruch Hu should see that this guy has a different kvura than everybody else's kvura, and that would be that he's not buried in regular tachrichim, and that would be ma'ore rachme shemayim. So says Rav Soloveitchik, hachinami yishlomer gabei degel amedina. The same is true with a flag. Eitan just pointed out to me that Rabbi J.J. Schachter said this past Shabbos in Young Israel Arts Cedars. Shebesof melchemes hashichur, kava ha'umas ha'olam zman mesuyam lachzakas hashtachim, v'kol shetach karka shiatachas yad ha'yudim yishar b'yad Yisrael. That they set the United Nations set a time where any neighbor in Israel, wherever we could put down our flag, that became ours. And people who were moser nefesh and people who were killed trying to get that flag down, to get it, to get more land, to gobble up more land for Medina Yisrael, for this fledgling Medina. So since so many people who were fighting were killed over establishing that flag, Rav Soloveitchik felt that the flag had a din of the beged that the harug, that the murder victim was killed in. That the flag is ma'ore rachmei shemayim, that it's like the symbol of, look at the mesiras nefesh, look how we had to give up lives in order to get back Eretz Yisrael. That was Rav Soloveitchik thought the general meaning of the flag. But what about the Magen David? What about the star in middle of the flag? So where does Magen David come from? It's become like a symbol of Judaism throughout the world. And conservative Reform Jews know almost nothing about Judaism other than the Magen David. I had a guy building my Aron Kodesh and Shul. All he wanted to do was load the things up with the Magen Davids all over the place, because to him, that's what's Jewish. You know, that's what. So where does that come from? So the earliest record of a Magen David, according to a friend of mine who I never met, but we emailed. Israel, Rabbi Ari Yankin, who wrote many nice books. So in his Sefer Halacha Bilvad, he writes that the earliest archaeological source testifying to the common usage of the Magen David is from remains found in an ancient synagogue in northern Israel, dated to the 6th century BCE. I think that's during the Bayis Rishon. So we find, like, goes way, way back. There's such a concept of a Magen David. It's been suggested, although not clear how strong this suggestion is, that in the Bar Kochva rebellion, the armor was engraved with a Magen David. After all, Bar Kochva literally means Kochav is a star. So maybe that was like a symbol of a Jewish army. Certainly in the 16th century, the Jewish community in Prague had a flag to represent what the Jewish community, and the flag actually did have a star right in the middle. So the symbol of a star representing a Jewish something is well grounded and has been around. We don't know exactly what it's based on, but it's been around for a long, long time. The actual phrase Magen David we use as a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Birch Saf Torah. We refer to Hashem as a Magen David. But what's the meaning of the Magen David? So Rav Moshe Zetshuv in Chaim Chel Gimel Simen Tes Vav, where he suggests that maybe it's Lahazkir Shashem Yisparach Melech L'malu L'matu L'kol Dal Ruch Shemayim. It's got 6 points in Magen David. It's two triangles, one upside down, right? So maybe the 6 points represent, similar to Lulav, how we shake it in all directions, our Kodesh Baruch Hu is up, down, and he's in the Dalad Ruchos. And perhaps that's in that way it represents Klal Yisrael. Rav Moshe just says, I just don't know. V'shaychus shame David lo yadua. I don't know what that's got to do with David. Maybe it's because of the tremendous bitachon David HaMelech showed in the various wars that he fought, relying on Rachamei Shemayim, relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not being afraid of a Melech Basar Adam, because he knew that he had HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his side. Maybe that's why it's called the Magen David, because David HaMelech was always fully cognizant of having the protection of the Ribon Shalom on all sides. Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz in Luchos Eidos, Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz was challenged by Rav Yaakov Emden. He was obviously put in Cheirim by Rav Yaakov Emden for his suggestion that his amulets represented Shabtai Tzvi views, but Rav Yonis Naibshitz printed a book called, a pamphlet called Luchos HaEidos, which is his defense of himself, with many askamos from other gedolim around the world, defending Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz. In Luchos Eidos, he defends the practice that he had of writing cameos in the shape of a Magen David. He would write these Kabbalistic prayers that people would wear around their neck. He would write it in the shape of a Magen David. And he says, because the Magen David is a tremendous skula, especially for pregnant women, it's well grounded in Kabbalistic sources, that the Arizal talks about it already, and it's something that Kabbalistically means a lot, and somehow is a skula for tremendous protection. In the Eretz HaChaim, quoted in the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, very nice multi-volume Sefer about various Minhagim of Klal Yisrael, said that he suggests that Jews used to use shields different than Gentile shields. Non-Jewish armies would use shields that have 3 or 4 corners. Jews used shields that actually had 6 corners. So that's why the Magen David, it was actually a shield. It was a physical shield that they would use. Again, not so clear the veracity of that claim. The Igra de Pirka in Oskufay and Vav says that no, the Jewish armies had a menorah engraved on their shields. So some suggest maybe the Magen David is somehow a zecher to the menorah. 6 points plus the center is the 7, representing the 7 branches of the menorah, something like that. You have to say that there's some sort of connection, but the actual idea that they had a Magen David on their shields is a little bit iffy, more than a little bit iffy. Is there anything wrong with a Magen David? Is there any reason that you shouldn't use a Magen David? So Minhag Yisrael Torah, he writes that even though it's been around for hundreds of years, and Rabbi Yonis used it, he says, Avalo came bidorenu dor yosom, shakoifr matzi yoinim asu tsuras ha-Magen David choklam, that this is what the terrible tzionim have used as a sign for Zionism. And that's why Hagoyin HaKadosh Mi Munkach Zuchus Yogin Aleinu B'Sifra Divrei Torah, the Munkach Rebbe in a Sefer Divrei Torah says that it's like the Magen David is no better than a Matseva that used to be Chaviv Takorosh Baruch Hu in the times of the Avos, but now is Snua L'Fnei HaMakom because we made it a Chok L'Avodasam, because we've used it for Avodah Zarah. So since Zionism equals Avodah Zarah, therefore he says that the Magen David represents Zionism. It used to be good, but now it's become bad. That's one extreme. Rav Moshe was asked about the Magen David and whether they should start ripping it off of every Sefer Torah mantle and every bima cover and all the places that for hundreds of years it was always on Jewish items. So should we take off the Magen Davids? He says, "Aval b'chol ofen avim u'blotam." Even if there never was a reason for the Magen David, which I don't have a good reason, he says, "Eini ro b'davar shasu kein ze meos b'shanim kodim shayu kasat zion abalim klal v'lo hayu minim kofrim batek nesios klal shiab zech shash iser." People are doing this for hundreds of years, even if you don't like the Zionists. And before these Zionists were ever born, before there ever was Apikorsim that associated with the Magen David, you can't say this. It's been done for hundreds of years. It's usher, just because later on someone decides to associate with it. He says, I wouldn't even call it a Maisa Lo Tov. I wouldn't even call it something that's not good. There's nothing wrong with it. It's been a Minhag Yisrael. It's been a symbol of Judaism for many years. Rabbi Enkin points out that it was also a major symbol of the Shabtai Tzvi rebellion. And yet after Shabtai Tzvi, we continue to use it. So the fact that you don't like some of the people that associated with that symbol does not necessarily pass the symbol. Historically, there have been bad people that have associated with the symbol, and we still use the symbol. So as a symbol, it's not a terrible thing. Ramosha says, look, I don't know any great mile in it, but I don't see any major problem with it either. He thinks that if it says Sion in the middle, that's more of a newfangled thing. To have a Magen David with the word Sion in the middle, maybe that you could take out. But to get rid of all Magen Davids, he thinks that that's absurd. Okay.